When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Now gather round, boys and girls. It's time for your second date update. And today we have quite a doozy of a story. Young couple went out and had a date on the farm. Now, unfortunately, she's not getting a call back. Where did her beau skedaddle to? Well, you'll find out right now in a brand new second date update.
Man, those skedaddling bows, I hate that.
Marissa is on the phone to do a second date update today, and that's what her email said. She said she had her first date on a farm. I'm
really
interested to find out how that went. Marissa, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys? I'm
good. Or should I say howdy?
Yeehaw.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
Whatever you need me to do to make you feel comfortable. Thank you for doing the second date update today. So what's the name of the guy that you want to call?
Keith is his name.
How did you end up going to a farm? Your email wasn't really clear on that. It just said that you guys spent your date at a farm.
Right. So backstory, I actually work on a farm.
Oh, cool. What do you do?
I'm a farmhand. Just whatever we need to do, planting, weeding, you know, working with the goats. Feeding
cool.
them, all that. Yeah.
Wow. So that's what a farmhand does.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Interesting. Learned something new.
Yeah, we're more or less a jack of all trades.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, I assume you took him to the farm that you work on.
Yes.
How did you meet him?
So I was visiting the city. I was visiting one of my really good friends from school. We just got together and were hanging out at a bar, and she had a bunch of friends coming down, and he was one of those friends.
All right, so this guy came along in the group of friends that you were hanging out with. How'd you eventually decide to go on a date?
So when he initially walked in and met him, I thought he was cute.
Uh-huh.
So we started talking, and we talked a lot throughout the night. And one of the topics that came up was what I do, which is working on a farm. He was really surprised when I first told him that. And he just kept coming back to it throughout the night, like asking me questions about what I do and how I got into it and just all these different things.
Well, I could see that. It's a pretty interesting job. I've never met a farmhand.
Really?
Mm-mm. Never.
Wow. You guys sure are city slickers.
That's
huh?
what I said. Like I said, I've only lived in cities my whole life. I've never been out on farms or anything.
Do you think he was using it as a like way to get to know you? Or do you think that he was more interested in the farm than you?
I thought he was very interested in me because we had other conversations about other stuff, you know. I don't know, maybe he was competitive because I said to him, you know, come out and see if you can handle it.
Yeah.
So I did kind of goad him a little bit, but he seemed excited.
Mm-hmm.
So he came out and we spent the whole day building a goat pen.
That's awesome.
A goat pen.
I think that's a really cool way to, like, one, get to know somebody and really know their personality. How did it go?
You know, he was a trooper. He definitely struggled a little bit. Like, I think it was tiring for him. But
was he a dude with know-how, or did you have to instruct him the whole time?
No, he definitely needed the instruction, but he like picked stuff up quickly. But
okay.
You know, you're not used to using muscles like that. You get tired.
If it would have been me, I'd have been like, you want me to now what into what? No, it's so dirty in here.
Did you see the shoes I wore for
Can
this
we just
date?
Go inside and watch some Netflix or something?
Yeah, no, he did show up in Converse, but that was all right.
So, I mean, you think he had a positive experience and he wasn't, like, emasculated by having to listen to a lady tell him what to do on a farm, right?
No, he was totally cool with that. There was one slightly embarrassing moment that happened. After we were finished and we got all the goats in there, you know, we were putting down hay for them and he was bending over. And one of the goats jumped on, like, kind of mounted him and started humping him.
So he got humped by a goat in the goat pen.
I was going to ask if he got any action on this date, but I guess he just answered my question.
Well, he did. actually, what was even funnier was that he, like, didn't quite get it. He thought the goat just really liked him. He's like, oh, look, the goat really likes me. And then I kind of had to pull the goat off of him.
He likes you.
He realized what was really going on at that point.
The goat likes you a little too much. Oh, get the goat off of your back. So how did everything end with him?
It was an awesome night. So we, you know, had a bonfire outside, drank whiskey, you know, hung out. He was a gentleman. He wanted to stay the night, but he slept on the couch in the living room.
Uh-huh. Wow.
It's easier to sneak out and get back to that goat pen. That's why.
Oh, God, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. No wonder he's not calling you back.
Was he? Oh, wow. Did you guys hang out in the morning, too?
So here's the thing. He was actually gone in the morning when I got up. But there was a note on my fridge that said, thanks for everything. I had a blast.
Like, if he left a note, that's still a good sign, right?
That's what I thought. So I texted him a handful of times, gave him a call, have not heard back.
God, it sounds like such a fun day, too, and like a romantic end to the whole thing. Did you guys ever kiss when you were around the bonfire?
Yeah, we did. We made out a little bit. It was really nice.
That's so romantic. I was like, what romantic end? He got humped by a goat and fell asleep on a couch. Doesn't sound that romantic. Okay, the kiss, I guess, could be considered. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
All right, welcome back.
You're so dumb.
To today's second date update.
Okay. It's so dumb, and I actually love it.
If you missed the first part of today's second date update, Marissa is on the phone, and she works at a farm, and that's why there was a little goat sound to start off the second part of today's second date update. And she met a guy named Keith actually in the city when she was out with some friends, and he was very impressed that she worked at a farm, so she invited him out the next weekend to come check things out on the farm. They spent the whole day together. They built a goat pen. And
it's good, Jubal.
Thank you. And then they had like a bonfire and whatever at night. And he slept on the couch. She woke up the next morning to find a note on the refrigerator that said, I had a great time. And now she's heard nothing from him. So we're about to call him and find out what the reason is. Marissa, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Well, here we go. I'll dial this one up right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello? Hello? Okay, I think you may have the wrong number.
No, Keith. Hey, is this Keith?
What? Yes.
Keith, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Yeah, he's
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
A radio show.
Yeah, that wasn't a goat who called you. That was me making a goat sound.
I bet he was confused.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you a few questions about a mutual friend that we have.
My mutual friend?
Yeah.
I don't think I have any friends in radio.
No, she's not in radio. Her name is Marissa, and you sort of went on a date with her.
What now?
I wanted to see if you could tell us a little bit about your date with Marissa, because she emailed us and says that since you guys spent an afternoon hanging out at her farm, she hasn't heard from you, and she really thought you guys had a good connection and wanted to go out again.
She said all that, did she?
Yeah, she did.
It's a lot of groaning.
It's a segment we do on our show called the Second Date Update. If you go out on a date with somebody and they don't call you back, they email us so that we can call you and find out why.
A second date? There has not been a second date.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. That's what the segment is called. She's basically asking why there won't be a second date.
Oh.
Did she do something wrong?
I don't know. It was okay.
for a while, it was okay at first as far as dates go. But let's just say it got weird at a certain point. And
was it after you were humped by a goat?
Well, she told you about that part too, huh?
Yeah, she told us all about it.
That was one of the highlights, really.
I loved it.
No, honestly, that wasn't it. That was actually, like, you know, that was a surprise. But it was, ended up being, you know, like a funny moment, you know?
Yeah. When she described the date, it sounded so fun. There was a bonfire at the end. You guys made out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it,
you don't paper, agree, do you?
Yeah.
on paper, it sounds great, and honestly, a lot of it was really cool. I was really interested in her whole like farm deal, and you know, getting to swing a hammer and stuff. You know, do that kind of like old school stuff was super fun.
Old school stuff.
It was great. There was a certain point it got weird. And, you know, just all in all, she's real cool. It's just I don't think I'm ready for the kind for everything about what she's got going on out there. So
you don't think you're ready for farm life? Like, when did it get weird?
Yeah.
There was just a moment that happened that has been really impossible to get out of my mind.
You have to share. It's killing me.
It's not killing you.
What does that mean?
It's killing you.
Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you, but it's I'm not crazy about telling the story. Basically, you know, it came out there. We started pretty quick building this goat pen, which honestly was really fun. It was very like Little House on the Prairie kind of deal. We're like, you know, picking up fence rails and super fun.
Okay.
After a while, Marissa asked me, are you getting hungry? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm really working up an appetite. This is great. She's like, cool, I'll go get some food. And she walks straight over to the chicken coop. And I hear like, you know, a little commotion in the chicken coop. She comes walking out. She's got a chicken. And she's like, you know, sort of walking towards the house. And I'm just watching her go, as you do when there's a girl. She's walking away.
Yeah, you always watch, for sure.
And as she's walking away, casual as anything, she just quick snaps the neck of the chicken.
Oh, my God.
Wait, why?
So you watched her murder a chicken.
Yeah.
She just snapped its neck.
Well, you guys, come, it's farm life, man.
Yeah, but you don't just kill an innocent chicken.
Yeah, you do if you want to eat
chicken.
Absolutely, you do. You pluck it, you cut the head off, and you go to town.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's how it's done, but I never wanted to see it happen, and I never had seen it happen, and I never want to see it again.
I'm like you. I just like to pretend that somehow the chicken shows up cooked on my plate. That's how it's born.
So, like, I know intellectually it was once alive and now it's a sandwich, but like, you know, I mean, I see the head of the chicken is pointing the wrong way now. And she didn't even break stride. She just crack, la la la, walking down the way with this, you know, dead feather thing in her hand.
Wow, that's it?
Wait, who's that?
It's Marissa.
Yeah, Keith. I should have told you, Marissa is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Well, you did not say she was on the phone right now, dude.
I know. Slipped my mind. I'm sorry about that. I completely forgot. But now maybe you guys can talk it out a little bit. I don't know.
Listen, hello. Keith, I knew this was your first time at a farm, but like, I didn't think that you were naive enough to not know where a chicken comes from. You know, like the stuff on your plate. It gets there. It's not like I sing a little song to it and it goes to sleep and then we have a chicken and we can roast. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it happens.
I mean, yeah. Listen, hey, I know that happens, okay, but I was not ready to see that, and you gave me no warning. If you'd said anything, if you'd said, hey, I'm going to go over here and rip the head off a chicken right now, you know, I would have been at least able to brace myself or maybe look away. I probably would have looked away.
Oh, come on. You're so dramatic. It wasn't that bad at all. First of all, I was walking away from you. You saw I had a chicken in my hand, and I said, are you hungry for dinner? Like, you can't connect the dots on that one.
Honestly, I thought you were going to get some eggs.
Eggs. I wanted an omelet.
He's like, makes sense. He's like, she's got a chicken. Clearly, she's planning on making an omelet.
Keith. Yeah, it's not like I massage its butt and it gives me eggs. Like, that's not how it works.
Dude, am I the only one here that's actually really impressed by Marissa? If anything, Keith, I think you should be turned on. I mean, a woman who can take a chicken from life to death, pluck it and serve it to you for dinner is impressive.
Thank you.
I mean, if we were like, you know, caveman times. I got a debit card. That's how I go and like hunt things, you know. I don't have to like put on like rubber overalls before I do it.
Rubber overalls sound amazing. I need to know where to pick those up.
It's just crazy. Like, you go and you eat chicken all the time, right? Like, why is this an issue?
I used to.
Oh, right. So now you're a vegetarian because of this whole thing?
No, but...
Then you're just a hypocrite.
And Marissa, this is not like something, you know, in my head or I'm thinking about it and like, oh, my principles. It's like, it freaked me out. It freaked me out. I don't know if you noticed. I don't know if you noticed, but I did not eat any chicken that night. I could barely look at it because I saw what happened to it. And, you know, that night I was sleeping on the couch and I'd start to drift off and then I would just see you just snapping that thing's neck.
Oh my God!
You hear that, Marissa?
A horror film.
Keith didn't call you back because he thinks you're a monster.
Oh my God!
Honestly, I thought it was gonna take. It has taken me longer than I thought to like start to get over it, and I have not touched chicken since.
I can't.
I don't even like to smell it.
Well, I can tell you it looks a lot worse if you're eating a pig or a cow.
Oh, God.
And here's the thing. I mean, the way Marissa did it, she probably had a name for the chicken. It lived a good life. You should be grateful for...
Well, that makes it way worse. Come on. That's terrible. It makes it like it's a pet, like a puppy or something.
Oh, no.
For your information, her name is Sophia.
Oh, no.
There you go, Keith.
God, great. Now I'm going to be having nightmares of Sophia's neck getting snapped. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Well, Keith, I have to ask the question. I think I know the answer. But would you like to go on a second date with Marissa? We will pay for it.
I got to say no.
What is
no.
Dude, Marissa, you are better off. You don't want a sissy city boy anyway.
No complaint here.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, Marissa,
the issue is, like, he could have at least said something.
Yeah.
Keith, you never even said anything about it being an issue.
Keith, you could have handled it exactly how I would have handled it if I saw that. Yeah. If I saw her snap that chicken's neck, I would have screamed and ran. I would have done it.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592. It says, OMG, city boys are so weak. You know, I take offense to that.
Yeah.
The other day, I was getting a manicure, and they went a little too deep doing my cuticles, and that hurt. And you know what? I only cried a little.
Oh, how manly.
Yeah. And a lot of people are texting in at 78592 saying they'd love to date Marissa from today's second date update. If you missed it, Marissa met a dude named Keith. She works as a farmhand. He's like a dude, didn't know much about farms. So they went on a first date to her farm. Mm-hmm. And the reason that he wasn't calling her back, he's scared of her because he saw her murder a chicken.
Oh.
That's what she was making for dinner.
Yeah,
and he saw her kill a chicken, and it was just way too much for him.
Dude, I can barely bring a box of dinner to fruition on my stove, let alone kill a chicken and serve it to you. So
most people
saying there's not much more woman than that.
Most dudes are texting in at 78592 saying they'd love to date her and watch her kill chickens. I don't know. I'm undecided. I've never seen a chicken die in front of me, so.
You haven't?
I don't know. No, uh-uh. No. I don't know how I feel about it. I'd be scared to see it and then find out that's my thing. So anyway, remember, if you want to do a second date update, all I have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.